Live, local, FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Hello, friends. We're going to get back to the snow and the roads and the politics pretty soon here. My name is John Potter. This half hour, Steve is here. Steve's water heater installation and plumbing. All right, friends, this is like home maintenance month on the show continues. You know, last Saturday on the show, the subject was your garage door. Today, it's your hot water heater and plumbing. Hi, Steve.
You're gonna...
I'm sorry, I didn't have you on.
Oh, there okay. We go.
That's right. You know what, Steve? I still say, and I said this to you when I saw you in the lobby, I say hot water heater. It is the most redundant phrase. It
truly is.
I said it to someone once, and I got, you know, hot water doesn't have to be heated.
I've gotten the habit of calling it a cold water heater, because that's the cold water coming in, and they have to heat it up.
But when people say to you, and I'm sure a lot of people do, when they say, oh, my hot water heater, what do you say to them, Steve?
Oh,
you don't correct them, do you?
I try. Sometimes I do. It just depends on the moment, really.
I just bet people say that to you all the time, hot water heater. Anyway,
yes.
First off, about water heaters, please don't tell me that the latest water heaters have software.
Absolutely.
And oh, my God.
Yep.
And connect to your phone. That's our setup here in Reno.
Yep.
That's why I'm off the air half the time.
I hear
the
you.
Software and, oh, this will be easier. You know, technology makes things better. BS, it does.
Yeah, computers. BS. The downfall of it all. Yes.
Me back to tapes and recording on tape and cartridges and this BS software and these computers. Why is software now... and what Wi-Fi
efficiency? It's the big word, efficiency. It has the same thing to do with these automobiles now with computers in them. They're so efficient.
I can't fix them.
Well, no, that's why I'm here. And a lot of that computerization is beyond plumbers, but we have to go to technicians.
But us guys, we can't lift the hood and jiggle around and fix the problem.
Well, just like the guys who can't crawl underneath their house either. They can't figure out what they're looking at when it's right in front of them, and that's what I'm trained for. Yeah.
So what is new with water heaters that are good?
Well, let's see now. They got the hybrid Reams. They got one called a Proterra.
The Proterra.
Yeah, it's the one. It'll save you like $500 a year on your energy costs.
Ow.
Yeah. Quite a bit.
How does it do that?
It does it with computers, and it it's more efficient. It's so efficient, they're electric water heaters, and of course.
Well, I'm that guy who says, okay, if computers save me money, I'm all for it.
Yep.
But dependable.
They've just come out in the last few years. How dependable? We don't know yet.
Well, isn't there a movie on Netflix with Julia Roberts where the internet suddenly stops around the world and everything falls apart?
Yeah. Well, let me make another example of that. We have our PEX pipes now, plastic pipe instead of copper pipe. And, you know, 30 years ago, it just wasn't heard of. But they'd already gone through all the PEX lines. In Europe, for instance, they experimented on them all the way back into the 60s, and it was so efficient and so well done. Well, now everything's PEX. All our copper lines are almost obsolete now. And that's technology for you.
I'm sure this is better plastic than, say, the 70s, because there were a lot of problems with plastic pipes.
There's your technology right there.
Yeah. I was told that you should dig, because my house was built, I think, in 68, and I should dig around and find out if I have the dreaded, Orangeburg?
Oh,
pipes.
You don't have to cuss at me like that, John.
You know, I guess this pipe was very prevalent up until 75 or something like that.
Yes.
I think I might have them if that's the date they go by. What's so bad about this Orangeburg pipe?
Well, it's not that it's bad. It's just that we have better technology now with ABS pipe, and it's just more efficient.
What is Orangeburg? Is it like ceramic or something?
Correct. It's like a
And it breaks.
And right. It breaks, yeah. And it can only take so much. Underground pipe like that, it's affected by ground movement, for one thing. You bury pipe and ground moves. We have constant movement in ground. We have big trees around with roots that just love water, and they can affect your plumbing quite easily. Yeah.
Steve, these letters that Ottumwa puts their stamp on, selling water line insurance, because if your pipe doesn't work from your house going to the street, that's your responsibility. It's not Ottumwa's, and
correct,
they're selling insurance for that.
Yeah.
How what's the life term of these pipes from your house to the street? Because I'm considering this not through the letters that I get, but through my insurance company.
Yeah.
What's the lifespan of the pipes, and should we be worried?
That's quite the general question, actually. It really depends on what's around that pipe, how it's installed. 20 years before you really start.
20, that's all?
Yeah, you got to keep an eye on. And then again, you have newer technology with that as well. They have a plastic pipe, a PEX pipe that's used for that. That's very very strong, and it'll take on ground movement, and it won't break as easily. But 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that was all copper supply lines to your house, from the meter to your house.
Now you say copper is replaced by a better plastic. What's wrong with copper?
Nothing's wrong with copper. Oh, the price, for one.
Oh, the price. Okay.
Yeah. There's a couple things like that. But copper is antimicrobial. Nothing grows in copper at all. And in the water, that's why they use it for things like ships and such, to stop from microbes from growing on the hulls of ships. Copper is a antimicrobial.
So only rich people get the copper, which is a good job, but there's a better plastic out now.
There's a really good plastic. The PEX lines are awesome.
PEX lines, okay. When people are shopping for a water heater, which one do you recommend?
I'm kind of old school with it. I like basic old school technology. It's a matter of maintenance with a lot of it. Like my Bradford Weiss or A.O. Smith's, these are quality.
The old names.
The old names, exactly.
A.O. Smith, I remember that from my childhood.
And Rheem makes a nice one, too. So, I mean, it's although I can tell you that 50 years ago, there were 600 water heater companies in America, and now there's less than two dozen.
Is the standard water heater losing out to the tankless water heater?
Not really. The tankless water heater has its place, that's for sure, and they're very efficient. But when your home is already installed with a tank water heater, standard water heater, it's kind of like changing boats in the middle of the river. You know, it just makes it a little more, you can do it.
Okay.
I don't prefer doing it myself.
Really? It seems so, it's smaller and simpler.
In a way, yes, but let me make an example. The other day I had a customer ask me to replace an electric 80-gallon water heater in his resident.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't make them anymore. Believe it or not, they don't make them for residents anymore that large. They've changed the rules. They make them for commercial.
Yeah.
You can buy a commercial and then put it in your... So they're so much more efficient now. I could put a 50-gallon water heater, tank, electric water heater in there, and chances are it'll be quite sufficient for what you need.
All right. Well, I got the tankless myself, and...
Yeah.
It seems fine. I don't have to flush it out, do I?
Yeah.
Not like you do with the water heaters.
Sure you do. Sure you do.
Oh, you do?
Oh, absolutely.
It's so small.
Run vinegar through them, and it cleans out the valves.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have to talk about that.
Oh, more work. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And
it's like all plumbing, all mechanical lines, you need a maintenance program on them.
Well, tell us about things that nobody I know does, and that's water heater maintenance. I mean, most everybody just leaves sets it, forgets it.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to flush the water heater how often?
Oh, once a year is sufficient.
Once a year.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, I'm years late here.
This brings me to a really good point, though, John, that people take for granted the convenience of their plumbing and their fixtures.
Yeah.
And they forget about it. They don't even worry about it or think about it until something happens.
Really?
You know, and when the water hits the fan.
All right. Well, what else do we have to do besides draining them?
As far as water heaters go, and just keeping a good eye on them, making sure that there's no corrosion around the fittings and fixtures, keeping them clean, and keeping things away from. A lot of people store stuff in their garage or in their maintenance room, and especially with gas water heaters, they need room around them. They need a 6 to 12 inches around of open space so they can breathe. They're bringing in air. They're expelling air. These are important.
Is there a problem with wrapping them in that, like, fiberglass cover?
No problem with that.
It saves energy, right?
Back in the day, even more. Now the efficiency and the high technology of the new water heaters.
You don't really need it.
You really don't need it, no.
Oh, wow.
That's for the base. Now, your water lines coming off of them may need it, depending on the location of that water heater, you know.
When are they going to make a water heater with a pilot light that won't keep going off? I had one at a former house. It was some draft or airflow.
Yep.
It kept putting out the pilot light. Where's the pilot light? Yeah, look under there. It's to the right. It's that little thing. Some water heaters have a hard time staying lit.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a gentleman out in Sparks over DeAndre States, and he called me up one day, and I went over there, and sure enough, he's got a vent right next to the water heater going outside. It was a windy day, and he'd been trying to light the thing all afternoon, and called me up finally. I went over there and said, here, we'll put a piece of cardboard in front of that for now, and that stopped the problem.
It's so frustrating. That drives me crazy.
Yeah, a little technology, a little physics along with our plumbing knowledge.
Well, why don't they make a water heater with a piece of cardboard already there?
You shouldn't install a water heater next to an air vent.
Okay. We're going to take a break. Steve is here for your one more segment here. 884-9910 is the number to call. Actually, we can get this call out of the way first. But again, 884-9910, if any questions about your water heater, like I have plenty, because like you, I have issues. Let's go to Jeff, calling question for Steve here. Jeff calling from Reno. Jeff, welcome. I'm glad you called. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, John. And yeah, I have a couple questions for Steve, if I may, but I told the screen, I wanted to tell you real quick why... the proper adjective for Democrat is still Democrat. About 12 years ago, I called a morning show that used to be on and explained to them that there's nothing Democratic about the Democrat Party. So whether it's a Democrat proposition or a Democrat representative, it's still. And right after my call, a man called in and said, I've been that point of mine for years. And it's Jerry Evans called in to say, the proper adjective is Democrat. So if you know about your boss, just call it Democrat and never say Democratic.
Well, they call themselves Democratic. You know what? But we'll name them. Yes, it's up to us to name them.
They lie all the time. They call it January 6th insurrection. Was it an insurrection?
Do you have a water heater question, sir?
All right.
Yeah. How do you get hot water out of the tap faster without having to run 20 gallons down the drain? We have two tankless, one on each floor. We clean them out, you know, every 2 years, which is about $500. But we don't get hot water. You know, so, I mean, I've heard of doorbell switches. I've heard of things that heat the water right at the tap. What's the best way to get hot water, you know, within 10 or even 20 seconds and not 2 minutes?
Ooh, that's really fast. Anyways, 20 seconds, because you're always going to have what they call that cold sandwich water line in there. It's good that your recirculation should be better than that. 20 gallons, wow, that's a lot of cold water between your water heater and your fixture.
Yeah, well, let's see. Like the kitchen, it takes a while. It's cold, and then it gets colder. And then it gets warm, and I still feel like I've run a lot of water down. The one in the garage beats the kitchen. It's like no more than 60 feet away. Well, I don't know, 60, 70 feet away.
Wow, yeah. And think about it. That's a 3/4 inch, a 1/2 inch line going through. How many gallons of water in there that you're just running through?
So, Steve, cold. You're saying this is not too unusual?
No. Okay. This is what you call a cold sandwich. Yeah, it's a cold sandwich.
All right.
You know, between that cold water that's in there, you're pushing it out, mm-hmm. and your recirculation in your tankless water heater, there should be a recirculation pump in it, or does it? Does it have that or not? And it depends on the water heater or the tankless water heater you have.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Jeff, you're a worrier just like me. Kudos, my friend. I wonder
too.
About these things, too, all the time.
Well, staying aware of your plumbing problems, that's a wonderful thing right
that
there.
That is, yeah. You know? Keep your mind on the plumbing. Yeah, that's I always say that. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Going to take a break. We'll be back. I'm John Potter with Steve from Steve's Water Heater Installation and Plumbing on for just one more segment. If you have a question about your plumbing, he's plumber, too. Half his work is just general plumbing. 884-9910. We're on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1021.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Just a few more minutes with Steve from Steve's Water Heater Installation and Plumbing. If you have a water heater or plumbing question, 884-9910. I'm John Potter. It's good to know there's still two all-American major brands, Bradford White and A.O. Smith with the water heater businesses. Haven't the Japanese taken over water heaters like they have TVs cars? And
I'm
now they're
sure.
doing the washer dryers and refrigerators and...
I'm sure they're going to, if they don't already, they're already making parts for all this stuff, you know, I'm sure. There are more than two, though, John. There are a dozen water heater companies in America still putting them together.
And you're partial to Bradford White.
I am.
Why?
I don't know. I just like them.
we all have our favorites.
A.O. Smiths are okay, too, and so with Rheem. You know, there's a lot of good water heaters out there, but I'm just used to the Bradford Whites. They're fairly local. They're out of Sacramento. That's where we get them. And,
okay.
Yeah.
What's the right temperature to set a water heater at?
I like them at 129 degrees at that temperature.
Why not 128? That's an interesting number.
Legionnaire's disease is one thing that's taken care of by hot water properly. It's the microbes in the water that can be killed off.
Oh, I
see.
You've got
to have a temperature at a certain rate.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I turned mine down to 100 to save energy, and I was happy with it. I didn't really notice a difference until my wife took a bath, and I never heard the end of it. So it's back up to 125,
cool, huh?
And now I feel like I tried to kill my wife with microbes.
Well, now that
you said that.
I mentioned that, too. One of the things that the plumbers do, and this is what we've been doing for 100 years, we make sure that there's no cross-contamination with your clean water. It's clean water coming through that the authorities plumbed to your house, and then from there I take over from the meter to the house and all involved inside. And if you think about it, the health benefits of good, clean, hot water, it can't be beat.
All right, sir. Let's go to the phones. Lee is calling from Reno with water heater talk here. Hey, Lee, welcome to the show. I'm glad you called, sir.
Oh, good morning, sir. Three quick ones. I was told if you'd use the tankless water heater, say, in Reno, there's so much minerals in the water that you better put water softener in, otherwise it's good. Your copper pipes in the tankless are good for about 5 years and then they'll blow.
Lee, that's
correct?
A really good point. That's a really good point. And I recommend a Watts system. It's called a Osprey model. And what it does is it's a descaler, and it removes it chemically reduces the minerals down to harmless microbes, crystals. And yes, that's the big killer to all your plumbing.
Because our water is hard here with minerals.
Oh, yeah. And filtrating it first before it comes to your fixtures, whether it's your water heater or your faucets, all these things are affected. And yes, your tankless water heater has an intricate system for heating that water up. It's like a radiator that's got needs to be cleaned, needs to be maintained.
So we buy a descaler, you say?
Yes, yes.
Buy a descaler?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Lee, what else?
Where does that go and how much is it? I don't want to do too much money on that.
Well, I install a Watts for about $1,800.
Complete. Oh, it's
yeah, it's no actually problem. Fairly inexpensive.
That's installation included?
That's parts and installation, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Very yeah. good. And last and quick question.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, go ahead. The real heat, if you turn your water heater to hot, I don't know if that's 135, 140, will that soften PEX and blow it?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm sorry, Lee, say that again.
Yeah, is PEX, the plastic line, poly, affected right. by hot? If you go like 140, is that going to damage and blow the line?
You don't want to have it that hot. 140 is way too okay. hot for a residential. No, 129 degrees is what I suggest. And if it goes over that, I chill it down a little bit.
It's not as hot as a McDonald's coffee, but it's close.
Yeah. Yeah.
But is it going to harm the PEX if you go hotter, do you think? Do you think it's going to harm the PEX?
Not really. I've seen PEX. Yeah. There are commercial PEX C commercial pipe that take on Hobart dishwashing machines with 180 degrees. Okay, so it depends on the type of PEX, but your residential PEX, A and B, that will not be affected by temperatures over, you know.
All right, Lee, thanks for the question. I appreciate it. Let's go to Dave calling from North Valleys in Reno. Question for Steve. Hey, Dave, welcome to the show. Glad you called.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Good morning. Doing good. Doing good.
Good. I have a question on the recirculation. I was a plumber in my day back when it was copper pipe. And at my last house, I put a recirculation pump, went all the way to the furthest fixture, which was the shower, which I used every morning. And that worked great. And now here at the house I'm in North Valleys, it's copper pipe still. And I had the same problem with long periods waiting for hot water. And I put on a recirc pump, and it's on just a switch, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, because I'm single and that's all I need for when I get in the shower or whatever. But as soon as the circ pump turns off, my hot water stops. It doesn't charge the pipes. Any ideas there? I was going to have a plumber out to look at it, despite being a plumber myself at that time.
Yeah, I hear you. Your recirculation pump, you talked about you have a timer on it.
Yeah, and that's right in the hallway, so when I'm getting ready to go in the shower, I just set it to 20 minutes, and, you know, and then the hot water gets to the shower,
and if that's not on,
as it turns off.
Soon as it turns off, then you don't have that hot water line. So your house should be plumbed with a recirculation system already in it, and if it's not.
No, it was. The one here I bought was built in 86, so it didn't have any pump on it. So I,
there you go.
Like I said, I put it, and I ran PEX all the way from the shower to a Grundfos pump in the utility room.
But
with the switch.
You know, you're going to be dealing with that, what I call that cold sandwich between your water heater and all your fixtures, and that recirculation pump works. As it's running, it's working just fine, and you're getting that hot water circulating around. But as soon as it shut off and you wait a couple minutes, that cold sandwich is going to kick in again, and it's going to take a longer time for you to get hot water to your fixtures.
Okay, because I thought once it recirculates that all my hot water pipes would be filled with hot water, and they'd, you know, for a while anyways, would keep running the hot water, but it
for a while. But then again, in the other, there's a bunch of questions I got. For one thing, how well are your pipes insulated? Is it a conventional foundation? Is all your pipe underneath the house? And how well is it insulated in the exterior walls?
It all factors. We got to wrap. We're out of time there, Dave, but thanks for the call. Good questions,
sure.
And hope we helped you. Before you go, and I know we're over time, I worry about pipes freezing, like many other people do in the winter. What should we all be doing right now?
Well, a lot of the insulation is necessary. Underneath your house, you have open, cold areas, and you should have it insulated. Your hotline should be insulated. it freezes quicker in your cold water, doesn't it?
Is it cold enough sometimes in the winters here to freeze the where the hoses plug in on the outside of the house?
A couple days of winter, yes, it happens. We get those way down there.
Those hose bibs that you put over the faucet.
Those hose bibs, call me for any prices. You're interested, you have a hose bib blowout on you, call me up. 351-6047.
Well, you can say it louder. It's not a secret.
351. Write this down. 351-6047 is my telephone number.
Way
call me
go,
24/7.
Steve.
Emergencies are emergencies. I'm here for you when the water hits the fan.
Good man. We'll have you back in about a month. Steve, thank you, my friend. And
thank you, John.
We'll take plumber questions again next month because we all want to take care of our homes and not face unnecessary expense. I'm John Potter. Got a break for Fox News. Back with you. Open topics, 884-9910. Talk about the snow and the roads and what's going on out there. Politics, too, with the ballots, Nevada ballots in the mail. 884-9910. This is 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1035.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. It's 1040, John Potter here, live and local, each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. We had some callers who were waiting to talk to Steve about hot water heaters. There I go again. Water heaters, not hot water heaters and plumbing. You can call next month. He promised he would come back in a month. It doesn't surprise me. We'd have that many people calling about plumbing issues, especially in the winter. And one thing I never brought up, Steve was wearing around his neck some sort of Kansas City Chiefs clothing. And I obviously he is a big fan. But speaking of that, can you folks believe NBC is forcing people to pay subscribe to their Peacock streaming platform to see the Chiefs Dolphins playoff game today? I mean, this is the first time in NFL history a postseason game is airing only on a pay-for streaming service, not on free over-the-air TV. Peacock subscription plans started $6 a month. It's the most blatant example I've seen of corporate greed in some time. I mean, it's still NBC owned. It's the same company, but they're looking at this as a way to fleece the football fans, and I think it's terrible. My wife and I, of course, we love football. You know what the solution is? Don't give them the money. We have some very fine sports books in town, and we plan to go to a nice one and have a great time. It's a fun, that's a great thing about Reno, Carson City casinos. They're fun. The atmosphere is fun because you're sitting watching the game with bettors who put real money on the table, and so they are all fired up and jumping around. It makes it for an exciting experience. It really does. Now, there was this one time at the Calneva where some people stood on chairs and screamed. Somebody cried. Somebody high-fived everybody. It's people watching. It's fun. It's entertainment, you know. Anyway, back to the roads. If you want to call in and report how the roads are where you are, they're still bad from Reno did not do the greatest job of plowing, of course. So what do you see and what do you have to say about it? 884-9910. Here are the current conditions. 447, which is Pyramid Highway, chains, snow tires from Silver Springs to all the way up to Gerlach. 580 South from Mount Rose Highway to kind of almost midway to Washoe Lake, there's a high wind, I haven't rechecked, but it was in effect an hour ago. High winds, vehicles over 9 feet are prohibited on 580 South going through Washoe Valley from starting the Mount Rose Highway. And Craig, break in any time if you have.
I was just going to, we had a text a little while ago, probably about 45 minutes to an hour ago, says, Horses holding up traffic at Steamboat and Veterans Parkway. So our wild horses, our feral horses, as Jerry calls them, are down into the residential areas and holding things up again.
Well, good old Nevada. I like that. I never heard that stuff when I lived in New York. Also, 80 going west from Truckee all the way past Blue Canyon to the next exit, which is Four Bay. Chains or four-wheel drive with snow tires required. This is 80 going west from Truckee. The Mount Rose Highway, this is from, just past Montreux all the way to Incline Village. You will need chains or four-wheel drive with snow tires at the moment. And there are so many reasons why the maintenance was not done that I've heard when we came on at 9 o'clock this morning and we were going through the reasons why this did not happen efficiently this time. And also why people are complaining more. That's kind of a big difference, you know. And it's such a difference driving around as it was back in the day when, you know, one factor is we did not have these long drives to get to work back then. You know, I am so old, we never really drove south of Meadowood unless you were going to go to Washoe Valley or Carson City. And now we have these mega commutes from North Valleys to USA Parkway, which is one reason why locals hate this outrageous growth that we have.
When I was growing up, we didn't have the McCarran Loop. Meadowood Mall did not exist. Park Lane Mall was an outdoor mall. There was no roof on it. Let's see. Some other things here. Oh, I got something. We had a caller call in and ask a question for me to ask you. She didn't want to go on the air. Her name is Susie. She wants to know how your man plow shovel worked. Did you use your new Christmas present?
It broke. Yeah, it broke.
Oh, no.
I didn't want to bring it up. It was a plastic piece. And just snapped off.
You know?
And by the way, that's my recommendation. And not just for the little, they call it a power snow shovel. It's not really a snow plow. It's like a mini snow shovel. Or it's like a mini snow plow. And you push it, and it pushes the snow in another direction. But I had a snow shovel that had the same problem. I bought this fancy snow shovel that had this lever where you didn't have to bend down. To shovel the snow on your driveway, you would just lift this handle, which was halfway down the shovel, and you'd have your two hands moving the snow with us. It was great, but that handle broke off. So never buy a snow shovel made of plastic is my recommendation. I miss the old metal snow shovels. I don't know where you find those anymore. Somebody will tell me. 884-9910 is the number. So, yeah, and report the roads. I think it's a very important thing because, as I said before, it's not leisure travel that we have out there. It's people going to work at malls and airports and our service people. And they're out there, and they are having a hard time, just like you did when you tried to get to work, say, yesterday or starting from Wednesday. I look back at winter here, at least I used to, as such a fun thing. And we had a guy with a big wagon sled that sat 12 in every winter. This thing was pulled by horses, big wagon, sat 12 people, and he would sell rides to people sledding through old Southwest Reno streets. My radio station back then booked it for our staff to enjoy. And every winter in the 70s and early 80s, we'd take the ride on the sled pulled by horses. We had some good winters, you know, back then. City probably made that illegal. Thank you, government, for keeping us safe from winter fun. We got mommy government apron strings now, inefficient as it is. So, yeah, roads, hot topic, and politics, too, with ballots coming into mailboxes here in Nevada for the ballot for the primary coming up in 3.5 weeks. 884-9910, number to call. This is 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter, back in a few minutes and FM News Talk time at 10:49.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
884-9910, number to call. I'm John Potter. Yes, primaries. Okay, Nevada primary, 3.5 weeks away. Right now, today, at this moment, the Iowa caucuses are going on. And then we have a primary, first primary of the nation coming up soon in New Hampshire. As for the race itself, Trump wins in Iowa. Of course, he's way ahead in the polls. I know I frequently said I give polls little credence, but in these polls, he's like 50% over DeSantis, a distant second, with 20% in Iowa. Haley, who is getting a bit of press over, getting momentum. If she does poorly in Iowa, that hurts her campaign quite a bit. And if she doesn't do well in New Hampshire, that might be all she wrote. She has not gotten a fair shake from the press. And I don't know why we have reporters asking her things like what caused the Civil War. You know, are they trying to get them to stop talking about the real problems of today? Questions like that are all about laying a trap. The Democrat reporters always lay traps. Do you think birth control should be outlawed? What do you think the Civil War was about? What do you think about white supremacy? They're looking for a gotcha that can turn into a Democrat campaign ad. It's not journalism, right? It's political campaigning being run by the reporters' notebooks. In that case, well, these primaries for the Republicans may be just to determine the way it looks for who's going to be number two, who's going to be Trump's VP choice. Trump and Biden for the election, each in their way, they're pompous, and each in their way, they lie a bit too much. Biden does it nonstop to make himself look better. And if Trump is the candidate, well, if the choice is Biden or him, I'll happily vote for Trump. I mean, but I miss in the higher level of our government, smart, thoughtful, honest people. Ramaswamy is rough around the edges and needs to mellow quite a bit, but that man is smart and he has thought things through, and I admire that. Robert Kennedy Jr., also very thoughtful, intelligent man. But there aren't many people like that in our government right now, at least not in charge. I mean, in your life, there are. But now, there needs to be more really intelligent thinking from our federal politicians, from the president on down. I rarely interview politicians on the show. Democrats usually would not want to come on. But even some Republicans, I don't invite them on because they don't answer real questions. They recite talking points like a paragraph in their heads. They keep repeating. They do their red meat impersonation. And I'm just not interested in people reciting talking points and saying things that they're told to say by their consultants. Like who can use the most adjectives to describe the other side and games like that. God gave us a brain, and we should use it more often. And our leaders should use their brains more often. And yes, while there are times to be angry and pound your fist on the podium and rile up the crowd, there are also times to engage your brain and use the intellect and the thought that God gave you. But that seems to have no place in current political world America. I can't believe in a country, I said this last Saturday, with 320 million people, that this is the best we can come up with for the presidential election. And it's a sad thing, but that's the way things are turning out as we get into this primary season at the moment. Susan Carson City, is that call ready, Craig? Okay, let's talk to Susan in Carson City. Susan, appreciate your calling. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to talk about the caucus a little bit that will be on February the 8th.
Uh-huh.
So I am the chairman for the Carson City Republican Party. And, you know, we are a caucus state, which people seem to have forgotten. We've been caucusing before 1984, you know, it's only four times. We haven't caucused in the history of, since 84, I should say. And that was when Reagan was an incumbent and when the Bushes were incumbents and when Donald Trump was an incumbent. So, you know, this is the normal way that the Republican Party in Nevada selects their presidential candidate.
Sure. Yeah.
People are very confused, as you know, and that we all know, because, you know, here at the office, we've probably taken about 500 calls this week. Luckily, we're very fortunate. We have a brick and mortar building. So we have people stopping in, and we've been manning the office with three people. To take phone calls and to let everybody realize what we're doing and what's happening. So, you know, I think it's the Republican Party. Yes.
I'm coming up on news. Thanks for the information, Susan, and good luck with this primary and caucus. 884-9910. I'm John Potter. Going to break for Fox News. Be back in a few minutes on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1058.